You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're going to start a new series here, and it's an important one, I think. I want to call this one, Do You Know the Real Jesus? Have you tried to understand the Bible, but have not been able to because it didn't say what you've been told that it says? So it confused you, and most people give up at this point. Most professing Christians don't know the real Jesus. They don't know why he was born, when he was born, what his message was, when he died, how he died, why he is returning, and what will he do when he returns. I realize that is a bold and profound statement. So that you know that I mean what I said, let me tell you again. Most Christians do not know the real Jesus. They don't know why he was born, when he was born, what his message was, when he died, how he died, and why he's returning, and what he will do when he returns. Why don't most of the religious leaders of today's Christian churches preach the true gospel of the kingdom of God? They don't even preach about the kingdom of God, much less the true gospel of the kingdom of God. If these and many more perplexing questions have bothered or confused you in the past, and you would like to learn and understand the real truth from the Bible, read on. Listen on. Continue on. All of these things are up on our website. You can read it, but let's dive into it. So, the contents of these shows, the series of shows, are going to cover the true messages from God and His Son, Jesus Christ. If you've never heard about the message God gave to us, it's because the God of this world, Satan, that's right, Satan's the God of this world, he's deceived almost everyone in the world. In 2 Corinthians 4:3 it says, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. That's right, that's what your Bible says, 2 Corinthians 4:3. It says Satan's the god of this world, and people are blinded from the true Jesus Christ, the true gospel, the true message that God has given us. And since Satan's in control of this world, and for those that don't believe me when I say that, he offered Jesus that if he'd bow down and worship him, he'd give him the world. And if he couldn't offer it, Jesus would have challenged him on it. God has turned this world over to him for a short time. And that's why we are in such a mess. The mess that we're in is because Satan is running this world. Now, yes, God put some limitations on him, but it's his. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.